John David, the stewardess on the American flight, said, "You always wear your face on your cup." I said, "I'll never bring this cup again." Although I don't think to take it again, but it's kind of embarrassing. I was in Austin, Texas, and a guy said, I was at a hotel, and he goes, "Oh, sweet, who's on the cup?" And I was too embarrassed to say me, and I went, "Oh, it's Willie Nelson. Awesome." Yeah. So that's a young Willie, and I was like, "Oh yeah, big fan, giant fan."
Yeah. Oh, we're rolling. Man. Okay, welcome back.
Continuing with guests from past Duck Dynasty episodes. Yeah. Oh, Si's got his mic pointed.
Well, no,
way.
I had to drink me some tea, boy.
Gosh,
he's back.
Well, hey, I had to drink me some tea.
Easy.
The people asked for it. Hey, he's got a headset on.
I got a headphone, boy.
Hunter, turn that down.
Is there a way to turn that down? Thank you.
Turn it down a little bit.
Si's on a roll.
We got Willie.
He was talking soft when he was all in that straitjacket, and then when he opened it up,
that's right, boy.
Now he can breathe.
The volume came out.
Si, what size shirt is that?
It's one size too small.
Yeah.
My housekeeper did not get the correct size.
Yeah.
That's a new shirt?
You have your housekeeper buying your clothing?
Well, no, she wanted for my birthday.
For the birthday.
So the woman that washes your clothes doesn't know what size you are.
Well, hey.
That's interesting. Good.
Well, it may. Well, no.
Look
it
at
may,
her tag, lady.
Hey, look.
That's why I heard Marty. He observes things like that.
It may be a gag shirt. Who knows?
It's good looking.
Well,
it could be. Well, hey, did you have a good? Oh, it's not even your birthday yet.
No.
But yet, I was just at your party.
I know.
No,
we always have it early.
When you're 75, you got to go early.
Just hey,
you know? Everything's early.
You realize I was scheduled to not be here, and I moved my flight, everything, just so I could be at
just
your
you could
birthday
be my
party.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, nephew.
Did y'all end up playing cards?
Yeah.
Later? Not there?
Oh, no, it was at Scotty Rob's.
Okay, I got you.
Did you win?
No.
Nope.
Shocker.
Anybody buy you in? I gave your first buy-in.
Oh, no, they gave me a whole bunch of buy-in.
Oh, that's why he didn't win. He was playing on somebody else's.
That's right. Hey.
No, it's the same. Whether it's his money or house money, it doesn't matter. It's all.
He's right there.
Might as well just put a match to it, boys.
All we do is just, we all change. It's like a merry-go-round.
I like the way he.
How come they always?
He thinks like that.
I'm about to say, how come they always skip you?
No! Yo, I get my share every once in a while, boys. Hey, don't worry about it.
I get his share every once in a while at some point during the night.
I always have a big stack every night.
That's true. I will. I'll give you that. You at some point you do have a.
Well, hey, look, these boys have never understood why I go.
I told them
if they ever make me mad and make it about taking the money to home,
it's over.
Why?
Because at the end,
you're going to be a turtle.
I'll win every time.
Oh.
Okay. If they ever make me mad.
Well, then can I challenge you for like a 2-week battle of it being about the money?
It's the money.
I just want to see if you can do
it. Well, no, because, hey, to do that, okay, you've got to really irritate me bad.
Okay,
and those few people that have done that,
have you gotten irritated at the poker table?
They'll tell you, you don't want to irritate him to the point.
Like the incredible, it's the super skinny, Incredible Hulk. Have I ever irritated you at a poker table?
Much
at a poker game.
Yeah, your luck does.
I'm just
you and Jace both. Your luck does. Y'all have never outplayed me.
What'd you find what'd you find irritating about him when he won or when he went to the couch?
Well, no. When he,
what
well,
he does.
Yeah,
in
his
the corner
mannerisms.
Of the couch.
His little mannerisms. Get in the way. Well, yeah.
I like getting in that gray matter, Si. I like walking around up in your head. There ain't much up there.
I used to walk around, look for stuff.
Look, there's like old broken things in
bull,
there.
Bull says it's the best, okay? When we play poker, okay, you're not going to get that kind of entertainment nowhere else.
That's true.
You could not pay someone
to
have that kind of entertainment.
Hey, luckily,
but I kind of get paid for it. So it's kind of fun. Yeah, it's like I
luckily
get,
you pay them to be there.
They didn't get the entertainment.
Cool Andy's the entertainment.
Hey, when I lived at the old house.
Which one's that?
Brownlee.
The one that was down there by the chicken.
There you go. Down by the chicken coop.
The one that had.
This is probably the greatest play I've ever made in my life.
The one that had skid marks going up the driveway.
Oh, yeah. You had to go down a big hill first to get in this house.
Everybody came down happy. Yeah, everybody came down happy.
There was no black marks on the concrete. At the end of the evening, everybody was unhappy, and there were all kind of skid marks on the floor.
But I'll say this. I took it all the way down to the light. Every card is out on the table, and I made a bet, and I got Si to lay down aces, pocket aces, and I had nothing. Best play I've ever made, and it was probably 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he had to put everything he had at the table on the table in.
Yeah. And so I said, no.
That's one, though.
Well, I think I'll fold them.
You know, the biggest difference, that's when the money mattered to Si.
Yeah.
Like that was the light bill.
Maybe. I wouldn't let the man live in the dark for more than a month.
Uncle. And it's like 2 a.m.
And we'd have to jump him off to get him out of the driveway.
No, it's like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Nothing
okay,
good.
We've been playing and just screaming and jumping up, kidding with each other. And we woke the lady of the house up.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes in and says, okay, you know, buy me in.
Buy me in
for $200. You know, so he goes around looking behind pictures and everything else. All over the house.
All my hidden money.
Yeah, under the pillows, on the couch, you know, and finally comes up with $200 and gives it to the banker. Yeah. Gives her $200, and 2 hours later, we're all leaving the house broke.
There was.
Story has gone back to bed.
There
with
was.
All the money.
With some money.
There
with
was
the
always money. A Benjamin behind that family portrait by the TV. There was always a Benjamin.
If y'all
that.
Are wondering where I'm at Willie's funeral, it's just going to be searching It'll different be weird spots in his house.
For weird little.
All the coffins.
It's the squirrel in me. It's the squirrel in me.
That way you're surprised when you find it. Oh, man, I forgot I had this.
Well, that is a good feeling.
He made the rule one time. You know, I'd bust out and get up to leave. And Phillip said, hey, I need to talk to you, man. He'd come out. Phillip would come out and give me $200. You know, and I'd wait 30 minutes in the truck, and I'd tell my guys, I'd come walking in, showing him $200 bill, and say, guess what I found in my truck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he made the rule. Nobody gets to give Uncle Si any money. You know. Because I'd always come back, and then I'd leave with all the money.
Always. That sounds like one of them Si tales.
Yeah,
one of them,
yeah that one's just a little.
100%
I mean, you do remember I was there for all of those games,
yeah,
right?
Mark,
I only recently quit playing with y'all.
I went away with the money a lot.
Yeah, not quite how I remember.
Was in high school.
Yeah, I was college, mid
college. College.
Yeah, those $20 mattered to me. I was like, man,
when
that's
he got
tough.
Busted out, he couldn't leave.
Huh?
He would say, no, no.
Yeah.
You're on the clock, buddy.
Oh, I
come back in. You're on the clock.
I did it one time. I did the cardinal sin of I went to the ATM. It was I went to the ATM. I was like, man, this just. And I won.
Yeah.
Just keep happening.
95% of people that made the ATM run.
Yeah.
Came back and left.
About the ATM. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that took off and be back 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
Straight from the ATM.
Yeah. Straight them crisp 20s, man. And then they'd be out of them pretty quick too. And
Carly was the best one.
Oh.
Carly had won about 1,000, and already cashed out.
No.
Had his money in his hand.
No,
he hadn't officially cashed out. He stood up, said, I'm out.
And had it counted.
And he started, he had his money.
I thought he had his money.
No. He counted it up, and he was ready to take the cash. I was dealing.
I was sitting right beside
and
him.
And I threw him two cards.
And they happened to be.
And he looked down at
which
this is the worst tell. He's standing up saying, I'm leaving. And then he sat back down, said, I guess I'll play this hand. So I knew he had a good hand. And I didn't have a good hand, but I knew he had a good hand.
It
and
was
I knew
pocket queens.
He had pocket queens. And then once the hand was over, he was able to then get up and leave.
But he didn't
no
have to
money.
Count. He didn't have to count his money.
He lost all his money on
it was
that.
All in the middle. And I was sitting in between him and the door. And I was like.
And then all you heard was you heard his car door slam, the engine crank up, and then.
He was headed to O'Banion's to win it back playing pole, baby.
He gone.
Oh, man. We can tell some seedy tales about this town. Boy.
All right, guys. So that's it from the Duck Car Room. Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in. And
I'm not
the announcer. That's right.
Well, yeah, we got four more. That was just an unexpected one.
That was just memory lane. Intro.
That was fun. But, yeah. Hey, we'll be back right after this. Let's take our first
that
break.
That was just the intro.
Rucker, do you know what makes the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go. Building it out of live wood. Yeah. Yes. And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but, you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass, they got you. Whatever you want, they got you. And that's what's cool, because like I planted the persimmon trees, I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years, all the things. It's our way of giving back, you know. And it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point your wife's gonna say, we need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants. Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here, don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days, and along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got, like, you can grow lemons on your front porch, you can grow them in the kitchen, you can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go, I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store, just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it.
We're back. Boss, it's good to have you here. Look.
What's up, guys?
You missed our good buddy Mountain Man in here the other day. He happened to be in town.
I saw him. No, I saw him at Si's birthday party.
Yeah.
He actually sung. Yeah, he actually sung.
Sung.
And I don't remember if it was two or maybe 10 songs since it took him so long. I didn't think the song was ever going to get over.
Si, do you like Mountain Man?
Mountain Man's a cool dude.
I was just wondering.
I love Mountain Dog. We're wondering if like the weird people like each other. Or you're just like your own individual oddity person, or do y'all like hang out?
Are y'all like the zebras in the or the ostriches in the
giraffe? It's funny you ask that, because I've never remembered, you know, from childhood, from infancy, there's always been a bunch of weirdos at the Robertson's homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're like a magnet for them.
It's a...
For strange
you
people.
You say we. Which side are you on that? Like, are you the weirdo side or the Robertson side? Or both.
Say, are those mutually exclusive of one another?
Y'all got a weird magnet for strange humans.
Got
it too.
Hey, no.
You got it.
That's
bad.
Why I said the Robertson family.
And I'll take full credit.
Hey,
you are
some of my collectibles. So you're
on that whole little list of weirdos.
Well, no, he kept enough of us normal ones around to make the weird ones not seem so bad. Like,
I'm somewhere in between, probably.
Well, because there's no such thing as normal.
Well,
first and foremost.
I wonder if I have a friend listening going, wait a minute, am I?
Well, let me.
No, they wouldn't be listening to this.
Yeah, normal. Yeah.
The ones that we're talking about wouldn't be.
Maybe normal is wrong. Stable is maybe the word I was looking for.
About 8 years ago, Willie and Corey got in a big argument on, is Willie normal? And he was like, of course I'm normal.
Was that the question?
Yeah. It was over the word normal. And you were like, you looked at me and were like, John David, I'm normal, aren't I? And I was like,
I'm totally normal. Come on, man.
Does being eccentric really? Not make you normal?
You different, bro.
I'm the most normal person ever. Like
most you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Willie Robertson, quote,
boring.
The most normal
I just
person.
Said normal, like a normal.
That's why I made the statement. There's no such thing as normal.
I'm trying to think of who I would classify as the most normal person ever, then compare you to them. That's
normal guy.
You're normal. Yeah.
What are you going to come
no,
up
I
with?
No, I know I'm weird. No, I know I'm a nerd.
You don't think you're normal?
He knows that he can go get a snake out of his drain pipe right now.
Definition of normal is.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I obsess over goofy things, so I think that takes me out of the normal category.
People
like
call me
needing to know not. Plants and animals and like there's just stuff that
I mean you're smart. I mean you can be smart.
Well, but see, but,
yeah, but all that is.
But I nerd out. Thing. There's a difference between being smart and then like actually go like doing what I do with
no.
it. Like taking seeds out of ducks' gizzards and growing them in a pot just so I can see what they're eating. That's like too, that's too far.
That's what I'm saying. No, it ain't. That's actually smart.
And this confirms that it's weird. Well,
right.
Like
no,
I'm
it ain't
aware.
Weird.
Like,
I said, yeah.
No, no, it ain't
man,
weird.
That's normal. Like, no. No, I understand it's not.
No, because when you said that, a vivid picture popped up in my head.
Uh-oh.
You know, we're on Dog Lake Darbone.
Oh,
when,
boy.
When I was in college with Phil, Tommy and Harold and, you know, the whole family, my nearest. But anyway,
how big was the boat? Well,
hey, he throws the first cast, catches about a pounder. As soon as he reels him in, he grabs the fillet knife that he had stuck in the boat and fillets it right quick. And then you see him cutting the stomach, and he's going through it with the knife. And then the next thing he said, hey, reel it on in. Boom. He cranked that 20 horse mercury up, down the lake we go. He said, what were you doing? He said, seeing what they was eating. And he said, and I know where a bunch of it is. So, hey, we run down there. He shuts the motor off, and then we called about, filled a 62-quarter cooler up with bath.
Not normal.
What do you mean not normal? That's smart.
Hey, this segment brought to you by
what is
Honey Hole Outdoors. we have a human billboard right here. And so if you want to catch good fish,
that's my favorite
open
thing.
Up the guts and look at what's
that's
in them.
That's what he's eating. Actually, where that is. Go there.
Artificial bait.
Hey, Honey Hole, right?
Hey, Honey Hole.
Willie calls me a billboard because I always am wearing my work uniform. This man's got both of his logos tattooed on his arms.
And wearing another one right in the middle of his chest.
So I'm at 2 and you're at 3.
And you can buy this shirt
this
online
is the shirt
at duckcommander.com.
Speaking of... turn your cup around and show it.
What?
It's got your own
red, white, and blue, man. Red, white, and blue.
The other side's got his own
America.
Face.
What?
Hey,
you don't like
that's
America
just
either?
For him to look at and once while and know what he looked like.
He's got his own face on his cup.
That's right. He keeps
and you've got your name on yours.
That's
so.
Right. That's to remind me who I am.
I got a very nondescript bottle here.
None of us are normal.
No.
I think that's where we're at.
I think if we were, you wouldn't
have
a microphone.
We've decided none of this foursome is normal.
No way.
Mm-mm.
I still feel like I'm.
Well, you gotta come up. Gotta get my mic.
Not you normal.
You got to define.
We gotta get that man a straw.
No.
Okay.
You gotta define normal.
What is the definition?
That's just like you have to. To settle this, we'll go. Okay, first you gotta.
I mean, is Godwin normal?
Usual, typical, or expected?
Normal.
Define,
typical,
same.
Unusual, untypical,
non-typical.
Very unexpected. Everything you do throws me for a loop. So I think we're there now.
That I'll say this: those the antonyms of what you just said, the unusual and all that, definitely describe his cooking.
Yeah, Yeah.
Like unexpected. What is in the I was not expecting that.
Well, he's like, I'm totally normal. Hey, we got you a few ribeyes shipped over from Japan for Christmas. What'd you do with them? Melted them in gravy and put them in a roast.
No, made soup.
That's normal.
Made soup.
Just a normal everyday like guy thing.
I feel like I'm ahead of the game on that one. Like, I still feel like I'm
an innovator.
I figured something out, right? Like, just put the better meat in whatever it is. And
so, are you in fact a Renaissance man? Then?
Little inside, I know.
Oh shoot! Are you a Renaissance man or a jack of all trades? Why is it? What the? All right, Martin, you're a unnormal, super smart guy. Why is it that I feel I'm normal?
Because I think that level of normal is all self. It's a self-definition of what normal is. I feel normal, but I know if I look back at myself, I am not. If I'm looking at me from the outside, I'm like, no, that cat ain't normal. I mean, just.
You think you're normal because you were raised by Phil and Si. You're like, oh, way more normal than those guys, which,
and
probably.
And a pack of dogs.
Well, maybe that's why we surround ourselves with such eccentric characters. So that you feel a little like, well, I'm better than him. Right. Like, do it. I'm better off than that cat.
I took a shower three times this week. Must be normal.
Hey, I'm a C-plus man. I'm smarter than half of them. Yeah.
See, there you go.
Hey, there you go.
Where
you
so at C-plus? Some point, though, you're pulling out of your body and you're looking at yourself.
Or like just you're able your own to cup.
Do that and then understand that you're not normal.
Yeah.
But inside yourself, when your brain is inside yourself, you feel like you are normal.
I think so. Yeah. I think everybody would agree with that to some extent.
As long as you're being yourself, you just think that's normal.
Mm-hmm. That is what normal is because your definition.
And I'll say this, you're being yourself. Every time I'm ever around you, I'm like, hey, that's just Willie.
That's just what he does.
So it's normal for you. The rest of us.
You know, even though y'all have enlightened me some, I still feel like I'm normal.
And that, as you should.
Because you're yourself, man.
Yeah.
I'm nobody else.
Normal dude, man.
You're just a good old country boy. Normal.
Just
normal.
Well, that was the other thing was country boy, redneck. That was another argument. Was I redneck?
That was one. Yeah, for sure.
And I was like, but then there were some. You're not redneck.
Y'all had the discussion over who was more bougie, didn't you? Like you were Corey, wasn't that part of bougie?
What was it? High maintenance.
High maintenance.
High maintenance.
Hey, we'll be right back.
High maintenance.
Where are you going, big dog? You don't work for him anymore.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. You don't work for me.
You can.
High maintenance.
Neither one of y'all work for him anymore. Y'all can talk with full.
You're not high maintenance. You're
equal enthusiasm.
Eccentric.
Sorry, are you high maintenance?
No.
You order your steak medium plus. That answer's yes. There's a basic scale of how you order a steak. Medium plus is your own word and own two.
Well, he actually says medium plus.
100%.
We'll let him. I'll let him define it for you.
Hey, and a chef in New York City told me that there's no such thing.
That chef was also learned the first rule of customer service.
Yeah, he works. He's in New York City. He's supposed to know what to talk about.
Yeah.
So I would guess medium, but a little more done than medium. But
not medium. Not medium well.
No.
Okay.
No.
Not that I'm wrong?
No. Yeah, you're wrong.
Okay.
Because you brought up.
I'm just guessing, bro. I don't know what you're
doing. You brought up the bad word, done.
Right.
It ain't done. Medium plus is light pink in the middle.
Light?
With no blood.
With no blood.
With no blood.
No blood, boys.
If you mash it with a fork,
blood.
The rest stuff don't run.
Do you want when you mash it with a fork? Do you want anything?
No.
Coming
the
out.
Juice.
Nothing.
The juice. Well, but it ain't blood.
Juice, but not blood.
That's right. Hey, that's one of
the great mystery.
Plus.
Normal though. Just normal.
It is normal.
And not high maintenance.
Hey.
And don't you dare put an egg on his BLT.
Oh my goodness gracious! That was a debacle.
Martin?
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
Yes, you do. What? It's a mattress, and it came from Helix. Not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress, and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a two-minute quiz, and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix.
It came in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you, you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it because it is that, I mean, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I mean, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D., he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
mine
night.
Mine is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire Magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HelixPartner20.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're not superstar athletes. We're just regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
Who do regular things.
That's right.
And it's important to stay regular and to stay healthy to be regular. So it's important that we take supplements of the highest quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1. How long have we been drinking AG1, Philip?
A long time. Probably about 3 years for us.
Yeah, and unlike a lot of those other brands of supplements, AG1 conducts a bunch of testing to set the standard for purity and potency, and it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists. Are you a scientist, doctor, or nutritionist?
Negative.
So how are we supposed to know? That's why we go with AG1, because they've got decades of experience in their field. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Philip, you made a pack right here. It's that easy.
I did. I knew I was doing the duck call room this morning, and so I waited to do my AG1 here.
Right there.
And look, we never miss a day when we drink our AG1, me and my wife, Alicia, and we've loved it for a long time, and it's really helped us out.
Yep. And we know we can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated. And that's why AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one scoop or travel pack. Philip already did all that while we were doing this ad.
You can definitely tell when you miss a day and you don't drink it. Yeah. Some time goes by, you're craving to go back and drink your AG1.
AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C. Mm. Can't get enough vitamin C and zinc to support my immune health. Look, it all started back when Superman himself, Christian Huff, started drinking AG1, got us all on it. We're not Superman, and I'm not going to be able to lift the weights he lifts, but I'm going to be able to feel great every single day by drinking AG1.
And you're going to have better gut health.
Better, yeah, that's important for me. Look, we've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out.
You got a new porch? Hey, you can't hide that money, can you?
Hey, you can't hide money.
It's an interesting time of year to spend it, though.
On the back porch is new?
Oh, I've ripped up my front porch, added onto the back porch.
Rebuilt the little...
I don't go that way anymore. I don't see
rebuilt the little walkway between the garage. Oh, yeah.
Now
so everybody's been rebuilt.
His 9-year-old son calls it a dump.
That's a different story.
I got to walk through that. I guess I can walk, but you could maybe I'll drive.
On Stone's way over to dump all the turtles in our pond, you could come visit.
Is that where he put them?
Yeah. Right. Stone's sitting right there.
They're going to walk right back over. That's
I tried to tell him.
That's
that.
A terrible idea. I didn't know where he was.
No, he thought it was hilarious. He's like, guess what I did? I took 87 turtles out of Willie's pond and put them in Jace's pond, and I just sat here for a minute till it dawned on him that, while, yes, I'm on the other side of it.
But that's still too close. They need to go, like, down to Phil's.
There it is.
There it is. We'll let you relay that message. Now I can come catch them out of my pond. Or Jace's
I tried to get him to clip a toe on them to see just how many of them are coming back.
He said something about like 289 is what he's
weird. Yeah, see, I told you I'm not normal.
He's some kind of weirdo.
I'm not normal. I'm telling you,
that's
I like
the biologist coming.
I like that kind of tracking stuff. Yeah, I'm not normal.
He was gonna cut their toes off.
Just marking them.
You just lop it off.
Marking them.
Like, it's just Sharpie, man.
No, you can't keep track of them. And plus, then yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I would like paint on the back of them. Like, yeah. I'm back. And
Willie would have spray painted that same thing that's on his cup on the back of everyone.
Hey, grew up spray painting box turtles just so I could see if I could find them in the yard again. Guess what? Everyone I ever found was flipped over because he was no longer camouflaged in a coon guy.
But I mean, this.
So.
Ah, good point.
Those turtles like travel.
Oh, yeah.
There's one that goes from your parents to mine, but he's a giant one. Every year I see him do the little trek. You know?
Probably nested just too in between little. There.
Yeah.
That's a
They're
long
not very
walk.
Quick.
But he does. He like once a year he'll travel all the way across the yard.
Coming winters in your pond. Mm-hmm. Goes back to big days for the spring. Goes back
Until
to big
Jay
days
catches
for the
him and he's gonna put him over in Jace's pond.
And then he'll really be flipped upside down. He's not gonna know how to get
well
back.
You're a almost marine biologist. Does
it's a titleist.
Does he do you think they'll stay there, though? Why not? Well, I mean, what's the difference?
No.
It's even bigger. It's like a bigger...
There's not enough room. There's already a billion turtles in that pond.
They're looking for food. Mean, they're looking for food.
I see turtles, there's like, as long as the log is, it's full of turtles.
Yeah. But if you get, you know, Stone ain't even looking at what they are. So if you go put a bunch of males in there and there's only one female, well, then the other male's going to take off walking. Like, they're here to eat and reproduce. Yeah. And
my friend Mario's
they're gonna do whatever that takes.
Turtles are very normal.
Very normal. They're a little slow.
We've had a 10-minute conversation on turtles. Not normal, guys.
See?
Not normal. Neighborhood turtle wars.
Because we were relocating turtles. So.
Trapping.
Not normal.
Stone said, I don't know what I'm going to do. That's what I got him. He said, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't shoot guns. There's too many houses around there. I said, well, just put a hoop net out with some sardines. You'll catch every one of them. Knowing that is not normal.
Right.
You shouldn't know that.
I saw the little thing. And
yeah. So, but it is fun. It is. I found it very interesting. I really did want him to track them and see how quick they come back because they're coming back.
Oh, yeah.
They're not, I mean, they're going to take
I
off walking.
I can't believe that he put those right there.
If you want to keep them at Johnny D's house, you're going to need to invest in them, a fish feeder, and some fish food, and then they'll all just stay there because they got plenty of food then.
Nope. But
they know where the food's at.
Yeah. They They're well aware.
Food's on a timer.
You can never catch a fish when that happens, though.
It's weird. No, I've caught one.
I can't do
it. Now they're like piranha. They're right, right.
That's because there ain't turtles everywhere. I ain't having to worry about them.
Well, they're on their way back.
There's 87 of them in Johnny D. I told him to start putting them in Jace's pool.
Is funny. That's a good joke.
The turtles move at night or in the day, or does it matter?
I don't think they care.
Both.
Yeah.
Slow and steady.
They got to get there.
Just wins the race every time.
Didn't know.
It's the time of year, though, where it rains. They'll be out trying to make a nest when the ground gets soft. So little turtles will be here before we know it. It's fun.
And that's Turtle Talk.
Welcome to Turtle Talk.
Welcome to Turtle Talk with Martin.
Hey, man, I used to catch them all the time. We take
you them. Do know a lot about turtles.
Yeah, we take them to school. We take them to school, and then Dr. Carr would give them a little shot and make them lay their eggs.
And then they became ninjas?
And then we incubated them. That we really incubated the eggs and hatched them, and then we'd go return the hatchlings to where they were from. So, like, I was big into box turtles. Still am. Love box turtles.
Did you ever, like...
My favorite turtle.
Put a rat in charge of them and
they got them.
No, but they did love pizza. So
that's where we're getting.
They got they like to hang with the wrong crowd.
Who?
Box turtle.
Oh yeah, you on them gopher tortoises talking about the rattlesnakes and everything. Yeah,
that's their tenant.
Box turtle, pretty cool. Little rascal.
Rattlesnake.
It's more of a Michelangelo guy.
And we are really nerding out.
Rattlesnakes are friends.
Oh, that's they live together in the same burrow.
Yeah, you didn't know that? Totally normal thing to know.
Did they strike and then they like?
No, they get along fine. They get along fine.
They don't mess with each other.
Don't mess with each other.
A very symbiotic relationship. Yeah,
it's crazy. So when I found that out,
have you witnessed this or is like you read it somewhere?
I read it.
Oh, you read it.
I had a show on it.
All right, to get out of where we're at, because we could go down this road for forever. John D, before we started you had some questions.
Yeah, you didn't send them to me beforehand.
No, I just had a question for Willie.
Yeah, what is it?
But I felt like I should have thrown this up there.
Well, hit me.
The more you know.
Okay. Is the bandana back?
Is it on?
Is it back?
If it's on, it's back.
That was really my only question.
Oh. I've started. I'm wearing it a little more now. I'm working it back in.
Working it back in the road.
My hair's long.
Is it?
Sure.
It's longer in the back.
Well, truth be told, my wife hates it. And so she was thinking like that was the end of it. The only way she would see it is like looking at this. And I'm kind of enjoying watching her just like having to deal with it again.
So y'all compromised and you're just going to let the back get long and keep the front kind of short?
There was no compromise.
So that's called a mullet.
Yeah, this is happening. So it's kind of.
I've seen some pictures of you. Like, am I? Is Willie bringing the?
I always got to keep you
on YouTube.
We still want to be normal.
We still got. Hey, boy, we still have 80,000 of them up here. So if you need one, grab a couple before you leave.
American flag.
Yeah. So I have. I've been wearing a little bit more to keep the hair back.
Just
I keep thinking I have a cap on, so I go to grab my cap and it's not there.
Before you know it, you're going to go to the section of your closet that's got size shirt in it again, and we'll bring that back. And flame boots will be back in. And
flame boots are, I did retire. They're up in the attic.
So. They're in the attic?
I wore them for something recently. I was dressing up, and God, that's like they were.
Can we put them
they're
in
worn out.
Can we put them in the tour?
Yeah,
can we add them?
They're literally worn out, like they hurt your feet.
I remember the first time I saw you in those. You were just walking down the streets of Houston all by yourself, and I was in junior high. And my cousin said, "Is that Willie? And what's on his feet?" And we found Willie in the middle.
So cousins met in the middle of Houston.
All three of us. Willie was just walking down the street. We were going to a baseball game. Willie wasn't.
Crazy.
I don't know. We just found him. That was in Willie's nomad days. I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good.
I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie
that's
category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win, because there was a lot of the movie about Cy in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting for ends Sadie. May 24th and at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
You know why I wore the flame boots. Mm. I know this story.
We've been waiting for a good reason for a very long time.
So... I was at the Santa Monica Pier, and I'm walking by these. It was like a shoe store, but and I just picked up the boot. All right, and I'm looking. And he goes, hey, I can give you a good deal. And then I'm like, shoot, why did I pick it up? You know, I'm like, I don't need a sales pitch. And I'm like, no, I'm just looking. And he said, those are my Cinderellas, my last pair. And I said, yeah, cool, you know. And I said, I'm not interested. And then he looks at me and he goes, you put those boots on, you'll be on fire. Just like that. And I thought, ooh. Like, and so I looked at Corey and she said, you will never wear those. If you buy them, you're never going to wear them.
Bum, bum, bum.
And I wore them.
Totally normal thing to do.
14,000 times.
You wore them every
prove
day.
Her wrong, because she said I would never wear them. Then I wore them.
I think the biggest question there is, how much did those cost?
$80.
Okay. That ain't bad.
20 of that went to Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
They were the last pair. Like yeah. They were discounted.
That's
real. You're on fire.
Wait a minute. Is that? That's not them.
No, because he had flames on the toes.
Did I say Duck Dynasty boots?
Nah, I just Googled your name.
Oh, never. Boots. Yeah.
See, look, there you are wearing
there
them.
They are.
That's them. Is that them?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's 100% them.
Do you have a lot of red toed boots?
Those aren't them. Those are a different pair I have. Once I started wearing, like, people would give them to me, and there were different versions, and there were three different versions of that, like.
But the OG
were hard
one
to find.
Was Harley Davidson, right?
Yeah, didn't the originals say, are Harley Davidson.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought I remember seeing that logo
the
on the floors
at the airport. They would always laugh, you know, because I'd have to take them off, and
yeah.
The scariest part is they made them for babies.
They have little flame boots for babies.
Yeah, with the American flag on them.
Do they still have them?
Oh, you can get one on eBay right now for $17.95.
I got two kids. That might be kind of cool.
I have there one. Carter had a pair for a minute. Right there. Buy it now.
Born to hunt.
New in box. Apparently, he didn't sell all of them.
Willie's baby biker boots.
Oh, are we connected in any way?
I think you.
Well, it's got to be, because it's got the Duck Commander logo on it.
Does it?
So yeah, apparently that was a licensee at some point.
That was a way back when product.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's tight.
I need to buy those.
Yeah, you got grandkids
my grandkids
now.
Grandkids, yeah, heck yeah. Yeah.
Carter doesn't wear his anymore. So
I love Willie. Willie saw the boys the other night, first time basically since they were born at size deal, and the first thing he said was, my goodness, look at those heads.
I didn't want to be awkward, but like...
Totally normal thing to say when meeting somebody's baby.
Those are the two biggest heads I've ever seen. I mean, they are...
Hello.
That is
hello.
I'm on the last button here. Like man. A
couple of coconuts.
It is. It's hilarious.
Oh, like a bowling ball on top of a onesie.
Yeah. It's funny because Jackson's is like the 99th percentile in head size. I'm like, yeah, buddy. You get
well, yeah,
that.
I mean.
You got that one, honest pal.
I was assuming you weren't going to be like, do they really have big heads?
Oh,
man.
No.
I thought it was noticeable.
This is shocking.
They measure them every 2 months, so I'm well aware of of how they're progressing.
I saw them at the birthday party.
The birthday party.
I saw Johnny D at the birthday party. That was the party. It was a happening party.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There was a whole bunch of people there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a bunch.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting quite that big of a celebration. Phillip's like, yeah, we're just having a small little thing for Si. And I pull up, and there's like, it looked like somebody actually parked the vehicles. I was like,
Phillip invited my cousin from Atlanta.
Well, everybody I talked to was not from here.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you know Heath?
Who?
Heath.
Heath who?
Heath, my cousin.
Heath Arthur.
No.
See? But he was invited.
He was the guy
Phillip was flinging out them invites.
Yeah, Heath was invited. That's
Phillip don't care.
He texted me and said, am I supposed to go to this? I said, when was the last time you talked to Si? He goes, man, I moved like 12 years ago. Man, I'd like to see
you.
It's
a good place to catch up.
Bring it on back.
There was a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time. It was fun. It was like a reunion.
Oh, Mountain Dog was there.
I saw Mountain Dog.
Yeah, there were a
lot. And I thought Mountain Dog had looked like he gained a little weight. Nothing wrong, just.
Kabuya.
He'd been on that seasoning.
So.
Believe that.
He told me. So before I could even say anything. He told me he just lost like 40 pounds.
And you thought he gained weight?
He tried to hit you with the don't insult me. Here's where I've been.
No, he told me he's lost him. And I was like, oh, that's odd. It's unbelievable. But I was thinking, like,
to me,
there was a big gap. I don't know when the last time I saw him was.
He just looked like
he just kind of disappeared. He moved, right?
Yeah, he's living up above Knoxville. Now he's living where Kyle is. Like, they're essentially neighbors. Yeah, him and Kylie.
Kylie's
that's where I just was. I flew into Chattanooga. Did we ever go to Chattanooga?
No.
I don't think I'd ever been to that.
You might have been.
Nice town, yeah.
We never went to
Chattanooga. And y'all went to eat at Aaliyah, right? A little restaurant downtown. Did y'all eat?
We didn't. Did you?
Oh, yeah. I told Parker that. I figured that's where y'all were eating.
We stayed in Cleveland, and there was a Ruth's Chris steakhouse that we ate there.
Yeah.
A Ruth's Chris.
But he mentioned that, and I'm like, you know, I'm not into driving. And I'm like, if there's something.
Well, I didn't realize y'all were quick, like, I didn't realize y'all were staying in Cleveland. I was like,
I spoke there.
Chattanooga.
Caught up with Kylie.
Downtown Chattanooga got a place called Aaliyah that is.
Oh, it's legit? Oh, crap. Now I got to go back.
Yeah. I might as well.
I hear it's nice.
I thought it was awesome. It's nice area.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went over to Nashville and then flew. This. You were loved. This is one of my crazy.
I would not have loved it.
I'll just say Adam LaRoche.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm supposed to fly out early the next morning to go to Dallas to do press for the musical, His Story. So
you got a musical?
Yeah. That's why I have the purple bandana. So,
we're pressed.
I'm at my hotel room. Adam comes by, drops all his stuff off there, and he goes, you're leaving in the morning? I said, yeah. He said, no, we got a plane. We'll just drop you off in Dallas. And I was like, sweet, you know. Good, we'll be there in an hour, right?
That's way better. So, unless you're the third drop-off.
So we were going to a party, and I was like, we cannot stay long because I've got to get up. And he said, oh, no, we stayed way longer than, like. So we start leaving, like, closer to midnight. Well, the plane, we go out to the plane, and it's like, it goes slightly faster than my truck. So we're like, my phone's still texting. Like, that's how low we are.
Y'all up there about 7,000 feet having to look for people, like, on the interstate.
We're going to Addison, like, that's where we're dropping you off at. So
from Nashville to Texas?
Okay. Fast forward. It's 3 in the morning. We're coming in. You know? he drops me off, and I got to get an Uber at 3 in the morning. I got, like, 3 hours to sleep. I got to do press, but we pulled it off.
How long was that flight?
It was long. It had to be
3.5 hours.
Yeah, it was a long. It was a job.
I said, we got a plane. I got you. Go slightly faster than my truck.
Bathroom. No P-sucker 10,000.
There wasn't a P-sucker 10,000.
Well, no, you didn't have to. You just rolled down a window.
Yeah, I mean, for real.
Just almost, stop at the Buc-ee's, land that thing on the interstate and pull in.
I always wondered why some of them planes had the little roll-down window on it. Now I know.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, we have a musical coming out, Johnny D, that's going to be in just north of Dallas. It's called His Story. And, yeah, I was doing the press and promotion for it, and it's going to be awesome.
You have Cy singing on it? He was in a band, no. You know?
Cy's not on it?
No,
he's the
Cy's
most musically talented person we got.
So these are these are what they call in the business professionals.
Professional.
Yeah, professional. Well, singers,
a professional.
And dancers.
He got paid. Mm-hmm. That makes him a professional, right?
Yeah.
He got
You're a professional golfer, sir.
When is this coming out?
Next month.
Okay, I can't wait to see this.
You're coming over. When do you want to come over? May 18th is when the big one is.
A theatrical event, 2,000 years in the making.
Okay, who's his story?
I believe that would be Jesus Christ.
Someone called Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
I'm using context clues with the cross and the crown of thorns.
And it's a musical.
It's a musical.
Okay.
You'll actually love it, Zai. So you're in. We're taking you over.
May 18th.
You in. May 18th. Yeah, performances start the 5th. They'll have a couple of weeks. So we'll be over to. So it's a tent. So we bought a tent. It is in a ginormous tent.
Really?
And the stage like has an elevator. It's pretty. This ain't no rinky dink. This is legit. It's got projectors on the ceiling, so you can like. It's almost like being in a planetarium or something.
What? Cool. Have you seen it? Like done?
No, it's not done. I mean, okay. I was there. That's where I was. That's why I was there Tuesday. So I saw the first 5 songs, so they've been rehearsing about 2 weeks. And
this new chord plays over the TV. Sorry, I was watching a YouTube. Look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's hisstory.com. Yeah, it's
hisstorythemusical.com. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.
There you go.
You've always wanted to say that, ain't you?
We're producers. Because, you know, when you think of Broadway-style musicals, you think of Willie Robertson.
Totally normal thing. That's just normal.
So, what truth be told, the director sent me a video of it, and he said, check this out. Let me know what you think. And I watched it, and I'm like bawling, crying. I was like, call Corey. And I said, we got to help with this thing. This is unbelievable.
That's cool.
So it's kind of like a smash together of like Hamilton and The Chosen.
I haven't seen Hamilton. I enjoy The Chosen.
Yeah, Chosen's good. I got nothing to go off of.
Is it like a
Hamilton
smash together between The Lion King and The Chosen?
Do you like The Lion King?
Love it.
Yes.
What about Wicked?
But instead of,
What about Wicked?
Oh,
I saw that.
No, there's some Wicked too. Yeah. Well, because Satan's in it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, this is wild. Let's take our.
I want Sal to think about this before the break. I want to know the last musical Cy went and saw in Broadway. Okay, just think about it.
In Broadway?
I know there's a bunch, yeah. Think about it.
Lion King, 4th grade. It was awesome.
All right, we'll be back.
Anyway.
Right, you have the question?
Hillary Renee, 92. I'm guessing she's about 30 years old because she was born in 92, or her favorite number is 92. Favorite thing, Willie, about being a grandpa?
Grandpa. Tell me about the good old day.
when the line between right and wrong. Oh, sorry. No, Johnny D, you know the judge?
Crazy.
Nope. But I knew Sergeant York the other day, and I'm hanging my hat on that one.
I don't know what's my
favorite thing about being a grandpa?
Seeing them, like seeing little tiny
people. I just knew it had to be they go home.
No, that's what everybody would say, but I don't like them. I don't want them just to go home. They can hang around all the time. So just seeing little, tiny versions of the next generation is awesome. Because they look like, they remind me so much of their parents who would be my kids. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, that's just like John Luke or that's just like Sadie. And they all got these little different personalities. They were all last night. Were they all there? No. Two of them were, but a lot of them were. I had what they call, I believe, an early birthday. So I know it's about early birthday because I won't be here on my birthday. So it was an early birthday dinner. Bella cooked a delicious roast, slightly not as tender as probably, I think she needed
medium oil.
Yeah. Medium oil plus or whatever. Yeah.
No, don't put the plus on it.
But it was delicious. The kids were over, and so yeah, and I messed with them. So yeah, my favorite thing is just messing with them, and I like getting them to the point to where either Corey or their parents say, "Okay, let's stop doing that," because they're getting out of control. So that's what I like.
Totally normal.
I like just getting them all worked up. They're just walking away. And then we're like, okay, now deal with them.
I get them all worked up and then say, y'all can leave now. You may leave.
So that's the answer. That's a great question. Thank you.
You are. How many grandkids have you got?
I got five.
47?
Five, son.
Have, well,
and they're
one.
Over a lot. I mean, they're.
Well, they all live in
every
backyard.
Night, somebody's over.
Yeah. And you're about to have number six. I mean, it's close, right?
I got another one, too.
Huh?
I got another one, too. I think I saw it announced. So, yeah. So, there was, I'm about to have seven.
Oh.
They popping out kids left and right.
Who else having one?
John Luke.
Oh. He,
another one.
He's been here all week. Ain't even brought it up. Unbelievable.
I thought I saw it on the computer. Yeah. I was like, I hope I didn't. So, yeah, but Sadie's due pretty soon, so, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But they're all awesome. Yeah, it's just, I'm Dubs. They call me Dubs.
Dubs.
Honey says, hi, Dubs.
That kid's funny. She's funny. I'll give her hi, that. Dubs. The other night at his birthday party, she had me rolling.
She's fun.
Till she took my hat and said, mine.
Yeah, mine. Yeah, yeah, well, there's a lot of mine between all of them. Yeah, there's a lot of mine. I'm like, hey,
yeah,
got to share.
Yeah,
you got to share and care.
What else you got?
What
Johnny
else you
D?
Got there, John D?
All right, from Love the Outdoors, one piece of advice Willie would give to someone who's running a small business.
I would say love the outdoors. No, that would be bizarre. One piece of advice on running a small business.
One piece. Number one piece.
Don't rush it.
Oh. Not the normal answer, I would have thought.
I'll give you
I'm
one.
Not a normal guy.
I'll give you
I
one.
I think people try to rush it.
Prepare to work your butt off.
Okay, so says the man that's never had a small business. So look, look,
I've watched every day.
I've watched those that have run the business.
He done got that finger.
No, he was part of the small business.
Watch out now.
And somebody worked their butt
just
off.
Just because I didn't run it, okay, I have watched.
You still
them.
Worked your butt off.
Just because the other five people that worked their butt
I
off.
Think I can speak from
is that
experience.
Is that what I said?
100%. Yeah.
All right.
But I think. I mean, if you don't have that, you don't need to be in small business. But I do think people think it's going to happen really fast. And I think for us at Duck Commander, it took years. Yeah. So you can't rush it. Yeah, as long as you're happy with it, be content, and then see what happens and let it breathe. And, just don't rush it. Like, but you got to enjoy doing it.
And have faith.
Honey hole. I mean, how long has that thing been around?
1991.
Have faith in yourself.
I'm talking.
Yeah, 91 for the honey hole. And
what? You're a small business worker. What's your best piece of advice to love the outdoors?
Well, that is the first piece of advice. Love the outdoors. Oh, work your butt off's a good one, but if you weren't planning on that, you shouldn't have got in it in the first place. Listen to those that have done it before you.
Listen to those that have done it before.
You might be in some weird business. I doubt it. Most everything has been done before. But whether it's retail or something like that, I don't know what your business is. But I learned a lot from Willie. I've learned a lot from Big Dave. I've learned a lot from a lot of people. And I just take all the knowledge and store it up here and then just show up every day and see what happens. And
see what happens.
Take it slow. Take it slow is probably the best advice.
Which
learn how to
kind of sounds like yeah.
Learn how to do every job in your small business, all of them.
I cleaned the shiner tank yesterday.
I've done almost every job up here.
Yep.
Name the job I haven't done.
Bookkeeping.
Nope, I've done that. I mean, I would.
He didn't do my job.
Reed man.
None of them did.
Hey, I've done your job.
There's a bigger general part of that.
Making duck calls.
I've never made the duck calls. I've done every job up here. I mean, I would consider booking back when, it was called booking, which is the folder of accounts that we had.
It was the seven POs.
But, I've actually never made the duck calls.
Yeah. I remember when I started here, he said, you said, y'all make them, I'll sell them.
And it worked well.
I said, deal.
Deal.
All right, deal. Last one real fast. Eric asks, is Uncle Si still alive? I don't.
Nope, he passed away, sadly.
We wrapped him in this sweet shirt.
Yeah, we wrapped him up like a mummy, and we put him on display in the museum. So he's been there for about 2 months, but he's beginning to turn.
Yeah, go through the tour.
He's beginning to swell, and the buttons won't hold anymore. So.
All right, we got to go.
He really asked his uncle's last.
We get it every time, and it was the last one I saw.
Apparently, there's rumors everywhere.
Oh, no.
We need to clone Si. We should clone you just to make another Si like you, just to fill in for other things.
Told my wife, I said, hey, you need to mummify me and just keep me around.
Taxidermy.
Keep you around?
Yeah.
I wonder how much they charge to taxidermy Si.
I'll pitch in.
Taxidermy, man.
As long as he's got some bells and a teacup, I'll pay for part of it.
There you go.
All right, here's your Bible verse. Ready? Where do you think I'm going?
His story.
1 Peter 2:11. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles, some versions have aliens and strangers, a.k.a. not normal people, to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Jesus calls us not to be normal.
There you go.
All right, let's get out of here.
We'll be back.
Call me later.